Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking about the Delphi murders right now with forensic psychologist Kate Willinga.
I live in Salem, Massachusetts.
Sure.
And so the whole concept of Satanism and Odinism and those sorts of things, like, give me a break. Like, I'm so sorry, but like, people look for patterns. People want a reason for things because humans being terrible doesn't seem to be enough of a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that's it. Sometimes people are just terrible. So, like, the whole Odinism thing, like, that's such a stretch.
It is, but the thing, and when I first saw that, I thought, well, this is quite fantastical. And then 136 pages later, I kind of walked away going, this is quite fantastical still, but some of it does check out. When you look at the guards in the prison system and some of the other people that were named in that document, that was unsealed short for a short period of time and then sealed back up. There's a lot of Odinism on their Facebook pages. Now, that doesn't mean Odinism as in they're going and sacrificing people on their Facebook pages. It's just the pictures of ruins, which is kind of creepy. And just the candor, I guess, which one would have if that's something that they follow. You do see that it is factually there, but none of it is there to say, I slaughtered a child either, but.
Well, no, for sure. But yes. Also, I've worked in the prison system.
Yes.
As you know, and look, there's both a dark sense of humor and also a draw to darkness.
Sure.
There. Just, I mean, you kind of have to, like, you're spending your days on purpose with murderers. And so sometimes you get drawn to things like that. You look at pictures like that as much because you want to understand the people that you're spending your days with.
Sure.
And because you're inherently drawn to the, like, look, I'm a forensic psychologist.
Yeah.
You know, I'm drawn to dark things myself.
Sure.
And we're talking about true crime, you know, right this minute, for instance. And, you know, I've been married for 1,000 years and my husband has zero interest in true crime, like less than zero. And so if you were to look at my search history versus his, you'd absolutely wonder what's going on in her head, you know, and what is she into and that kind of thing. But like, you know, literally the other day I looked up the Satanic Temple in Salem to figure out where it was so that I could drive around it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know where it is when I'm driving on purpose, but I was driving elsewhere.
Sure.
And so I couldn't remember which road it was down, and I wanted to make sure to avoid it because it's tourist season in October in Salem. But let's say one of my kids went missing because kids are horrible, awful things, you know. And let's say, though, that one of them went missing or one of my cats went missing or whatever.
Yeah.
And you did a search on my phone right after that. We find patterns. We look for patterns. Humans are more comfortable when we can find patterns. And so, like, I've worked with a lot of guards. I've worked with a lot of inmates. I've worked with a lot of offenders. And here's the thing. You know, as an asterisk about psychologists, is we don't work with healthy, happy people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the proportion of healthy, happy people is that look up stuff like that.
Yeah.
But unhappy, unhealthy people look up stuff like that all the time, and there's no connection between looking that stuff up and the crime itself.
I'd say it's one thing looking things up out of morbid curiosity. God knows my search history is just filled with horrible people. But it's another when you start demonstrating it, though. I mean, there are patches on some of these guards about Odinism. There's posts. There's one of the posts from one of the people that was never named a suspect that actually had things that mimicked the ruins that were on the bodies of those girls on his Facebook page shortly after the crime took place, and they never investigated it further. I think what, if we go and take a look at this and even just pull back the, this was a sacrifice to Odin or something like that. The fact that there had been many odd connections that seemingly were ignored by police in this case, that's, I think, what the big issue is with a lot of this, because we look at Tony Liggett, who is the chief of police there, and basically, for no other word better than lying, when he was asked about what evidence he had, what sort of connection there were to Odinism and things of that nature, it seems he wanted to paint a picture a different direction than what his facts were coming back at. And his facts were actually coming back into more of the fantastical category than the non-fantastical category of a CVS employee going out for a walk one day, raising his hand when asked who was there and saying, "Hey, I went for a walk over there that day. Yeah, I didn't." And then suddenly he's the main suspect. There were others that seemed to have a little bit more of a connection that raised an eyebrow than Richard Allen. And that's where we look at this and go, this could look like a conspiracy theory, or could just be really police work that was done in a way of, I'm going to go down this direction and there's nothing that's going to change my opinion as I go down it.
I'm trying to figure out a way of saying a cab without saying a cab. But, you know, that it's not just inmates and offenders and mentally ill people. Mm-hmm. That make poor choices or scary choices or dark choices.
Sure.
And I, myself, personally, me, just me, mm-hmm. put most law enforcement in that category as well. Mm-hmm. That you're looking for bad people, and when you look for bad things, when you are drawn to bad things, you find it.
Okay.
And so, you know, I just sort of feel like, you know, the number of cops that have questionable tattoos that you'd never see when they're wearing their uniforms, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. I am not at all a conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
As I'm demonstrating right now, people don't know how to shut up.
Yeah.
It's really hard. You know, I can't remember who the quote is attributed to, but the quote about two people can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Sure, sure.
That, like, just, it's so hard for no one else to step forward.
Yeah.
And that's, say, you know. Yeah.
And that's a very good point, because if we were to go down this Odinist conspiracy theory route, you're talking about so many people, and you're talking about literally, you know, everyone that's in power that would have to all be in on this, all working in tandem together perfectly, and nobody is raising a hand, and nobody at some point is saying, yeah, it's a pretty bad idea that we slaughtered two young girls over by the railroad tracks. You'd have to have everybody on the same page that this was the best thing to do for Odin, which that in itself, when you look at it that way, really kind of blows it all out of the water.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.